We're in the yard with certified arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Couple emails before we get back to our callers on hold. Karen writes in and had just bought a cabin in Pine, Arizona. That's north of, if you're not familiar with the area, it's north of Payson. So from the Phoenix area, you go out the Beeline Highway through Fountain Hills or out of Mesa. And when you get into Payson, you keep going straight and you'll get to Pine. If you're over in the Prescott area, you would come across 260 and then come down when you got to Strawberry. And they're looking for a tree for the front yard, mainly for privacy.
Well, you know, us desert dwellers down here are probably not the greatest experts on recommending trees. There are a few that we thought of. You know, there are some really nice oak varieties up there that would be great. He's looking for some screening, it looks like. He wants some privacy from the road nearby. But our recommendation would be to go to Payson or one of the, you know, where you can find a couple larger nurseries and ask them for recommendations for that elevation. Because in Pine, you're a little bit higher than Payson. There's ponderosa pine forest in that area. And so some of the pinon pines and the junipers, which I would normally recommend for a little bit lower elevation in Payson, might not do as well in the colder temperature at that little higher elevation in Pine. So you might want to ask a local arborist in that area to kind of give you some heads up in that way.
Plant Fair Nurseries in Star Valley out of just north of Payson and a little bit towards east. Sure. They would be a great resource for you. And last time we were on, we had a New Orleans boy call in and said, we had a satsuma in New Orleans and we're trying to find one here in Arizona. Where can you direct us? And we did a little looking around, did a little research, and Greenfield Nursery as well as Tropic Mango Nursery both had some great input. They do have the satsuma. It's listed on U of A. You had mentioned the extension office at the beginning, Stephen. They have it listed as a good citrus source for Arizona, but it's not very popular, and it's not a common seller. Greenfield does have them in 36-inch box. They won't have any smaller until the end of 2015, beginning of 2016. So if you're looking to purchase one, you're going to start large, so obviously your expense is going to be a little bit bigger. And they say it's a seedless, but what John at Plant Fair said is you will see something. A lot of seeds because of the stress, because it's still not an ideal condition.
Yeah, sometimes some seedless varieties actually do have some seeds, but they have so few compared to the normal fruit that they consider them a seedless.
And on the topic of citrus, let's bring Doug into the conversation. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I have probably a 12-year-old orange tree and a 10-year-old grapefruit tree. And the orange tree seems to have a lot of deadwood in it, and I was wondering if it was okay to trim some of that out. The same branch may have a branch that's got some deadwood, and then it comes off, and there's some live green on it, so it looks like I'd need to be kind of careful. And then my grapefruit tree has a lot of low-hanging branches around the base that are actually on the ground and producing fruit that's laying on the ground. And I was wondering if those could be trimmed back so that they're not on the ground.
Yeah, it's probably better to raise those up off the ground. They tend to get rotten when they're sitting there for a long time. And also, you know, those branches are kind of ladders for roof rats to get in, jump up in the tree. But, you know, yeah, we like to raise the skirts up on those trees. About a foot off the ground is nice. I'm so glad to hear that the skirt of the tree is down that low, because it's always best to allow citrus to grow as low to the ground as you can to protect the trunk from any sunburn. Regarding the deadwood removal, you're exactly right. A lot of the deadwood in citrus is attached to green branches. And people, because they don't want to take the time to trim out all the dead, tend to just cut the entire branch out. And you can strip the inside of a citrus tree out really, really fast, and it's very harmful to the tree. So, yeah, it's a very time-consuming process, but to get in there with hand pruners, you can pretty much do deadwood removal any time of year.
We appreciate the call, Doug. Stephen Price, again, our tree of the month, the ghost gum. Tell us, what makes it your favorite, other than you got a thing for blondes?
Well, again, It's just a great tree all around. Eucalyptus is a fantastic growing species in our environment. There's a lot of them. They're really easy to care for. Some of them get very large. This one does not. That's what I like about it. It's beautiful trunk, doesn't get real large. It's a great accent tree, a great focal tree out in your yard.
How much room would you need to plant one of these?
Well, again, 40 by 25, so you know you need a little bit of room. And it can't be on a small side yard, but could definitely be in the corner of a yard with some room around it from the property lines.
Yeah, I love the tree. It just has striking appearance. It's just really one of those feature trees that I'm really glad to recommend.
All right, that's Integrity Tree Service. We appreciate y'all being here with us today. If somebody wanted to get a hold of y'all or couldn't get in today?
The best way is through our website, www.itreeservice.com, the letter I, treeservice.com.
Great resource for monthly topics on what to do for tree care, along with plant direction and tree selection.
A lot of great
selection.
Fact sheets, yeah, absolutely.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.